Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Jim Nantz was getting a banner put up on the wall there.
Is that his honorific podcast?
You had to watch that?
And I had to watch that at the
end. Got the red carpet and wanted to get into a controversy.
I stood up and turned my back. And all I heard was that damn song they play all the time. What's the Cougars? Cougs fans know what it is.
Yeah.
And it was all.
That's brutal.
Cougs. I mean, our two best players got injured by the middle of the first half. Kevin McCullough went down. He was out.
And you're sitting there.
Hunter's shoulder. Oh, this. Hot.
At least you ain't have Tyrese Halliburton not just doing a choke celebration, doing one that harkens back to another time when you were sick in that building. So, you didn't have all that. I will not get up and turn my back. I'm getting ready to hear what you guys have to say for the next 4 hours. We're done for the day. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Friday. But until then, we leave you in the capable hands of the fine fellas of The Drive. It's Ron. It's Luke Morrow. It's T. Mill. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. Luke Morrow's in the building. Clint is out today. Tyler is there. You see him on YouTube and Twitch. You know what? I don't really like rules. I follow them, but I don't really like rules. And you know, in this business, in radio, Luke, you've been around. You've probably been in it longer than I have. But you've been around. And, you know, hey, you're supposed to start with this, and you're supposed to do this. Well, you know, when there's nothing really pressing, we'll get to the Texans. We'll get to the Astros.
The showman.
But what y'all are talking about, the number one story in sports right now is what I'm watching right now and just seeing. I wonder where that guy is who had the garbage thrown at him. And the Pacers. I bet he walked his ass right up in there with 7 of his friends. Walked in there with us. Now, I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down, Reggie, because I want to get your thoughts on this.
I honestly do.
713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I want to get your thoughts on this because I believe maybe I overstrided my take from watching this last night. Maybe it got away from me. But I'm watching that game, and I'm looking at it right now. And I think that we and Adam Silver, the human penis.
Best nickname you've ever given.
He looks like a circumcised penis, straight up. But
not very girthy.
No, just long. But I believe they have fallen into the next Steph Curry.
And Tyrese?
I think Tyrese Halliburton, and I don't want to say, I'm not saying their games are the same, fellas. What I'm saying is, no one saw Steph Curry coming, right? Like we all thought it was going to be LeBron and Durant, right? You thought it was going to be those two.
Certainly.
Nobody saw him coming. Nobody looked at him. There was no thought when he was drafted 160 pounds that he would be this. But then it just happened. And that team just came on the scene out of absolutely nowhere. And now, like, where the hell is this Draymond? Where the hell is this? Like, that's, you're not supposed to, that's not what that's supposed to work. Can you win like that? Where's Clay? Can Clay Thompson be the second best player on a championship team? Well, yes, four of them. But they don't play the same. His game to me feels like maybe a modern day Steve Nash. So their game, like their games aren't the same. But this feels like the out of nowhere, unable to predict player like Steph Curry who just popped and became a star. And I think yesterday, doing that at MSG with, I think everybody, this is the series because of the Knicks that everybody's interested in. He's got the personality. See, Ant over there says he don't want to be the star. Jokic just wants to ride his horses. And all the other guys, Wimby, we'll see, like these other guys. But Tyrese Halliburton is the guy who got into a WWE ring and tried to square off with Jalen Brunson because he was into it. He's a guy that wants this. He's a guy that's got a crazy-ass dad that's into stuff that wants to walk up and challenge Giannis and did the choke sign in the New York.
Like I bet he regretted doing that because he was in that Buffalo Wild Wings acting up.
Oh, he was. He was in there. He was doing it in there. I think we didn't see Steph coming. I think Tyrese Halliburton, who arrived as a star, and by the way, he's been doing this. This is not just, he did it to Giannis in round one where he hit a game winner, had that crazy comeback against Cleveland like this. I think this might be the superstar we didn't see coming because we were looking at everybody else like Steph.
Now, what a twist after being rated as the most overrated player in the league.
And that part too, right?
I could see that. I was curious where you're going to go with the Curry comparison. I'll grant you that, but I think that's the only aspect of it because I think also what you touched on there is where he's like completely different from Curry, where he kind of wants to play to that villain role a little bit, at least maybe in terms of being rated the most overrated player and now proving people wrong, where Curry's always been like more of the, I know he's the petty king, but he's kind of more of the quiet guy. Draymond is more of the villain of that team. So I think there's a difference there in the personalities as well and the styles, but I don't know. He's had a great postseason. I don't know if he has the same ceiling or if the Pacers as a team have the same ceiling of what those Warriors teams accomplished. And maybe it's more of something like, you know, like a Jimmy Butler. I think there's different levels of clutchness where good players can become really good in the big moments. And that's what we've seen from Halliburton in this postseason. But I'm curious of how far that carries him or how high that ceiling is compared to just being a big moment type of guy versus being like the face of the league.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was thinking of because I do think the Steph Curry, like that coming onto the scene out of nowhere is apt. The question then I asked is a question that was asked of Steph that he absolutely answered, which is how much of this can we build around what you are? Like how much of this can we build on top of the foundation of you as basketball player? And I think even if they are able to win this championship, I don't know if that's answered. Like that's going to be time. But I think you're right. We've got to the place where you have to give him his due as bona fide star and like superstar adjacent at the very least, as I'm rather kind of stringent on who I call superstar in this league. But you have to get him to that place where we're starting to talk about him as such.
I don't know. I'm not saying he's a superstar yet. I'm not saying. Now, stuff like this goes. You know, you brought it up, Luke. Moments make superstars. Reggie Miller was made a superstar when he did. And look, when we say he's got the personality, that's the other part. Like, see, I think he's a villain to certain people,
mm-hmm.
like New York, but that's okay with the rest of the league because when you look at him, he's that smile, nice guy. He looks like
smarter than folks like you, actually.
But I'm just saying, he's light-skinned. You know, I know Reggie, you feel. He's light-skinned. He's got that smile. He's got that palatable feel to him. He wants it.
Saying he got that good hair?
He's got good hair. He does, absolutely. Beth helped out, but he's got that. But then he does, like Steph, have a tinge of, I'm a Richard Head. I'm a bit of an a-hole. Like, he thought of, let me hit this. Like, that didn't just hit him in his mind to do the choke thing to mimic Reggie Miller and Spike Lee. He had been holding that one in and ready for that. That's the kind of stuff to create the moment. The moment is one, but then we're going to remember. Hell, we don't even remember Naismith. We don't even remember the overtime. What we're going to remember is him, that ball going up, and the choke right there that's being shown. Here it is. Everybody been talking about who's going to be the next face. He might be not alone. He might be the Steph thing. People saying he's not that type of player. I'm not talking about, like, LeBron and Jordan aren't the same type of basketball player. But they are. But he took the mantle as like the
MJ's the go. LeBron's also up there, but not quite.
Listen, man, everybody can have opinions.
You know,
I don't agree with them, but everybody can have opinions.
I think what helps is that he is American born. I think that's something we've talked about before. But I think something that goes against him, if you want to talk face the league, is I think you just have to be that dominant scorer where, at least in the regular season, he's almost like too much of a distributor to me, where he scores like 18 points a game and he'll get 12 assists. And it's really good, and he plays great in the big moments. But if you go back and look at the faces of the league, they've all been like the top, towards the top scorers in the league. And I don't know if he will get to that point or if that's really his game where he's more of that guy.
Magic wasn't.
No, it's true. Going back, you know, 35 years?
Yeah, we've seen it. Like, Magic, like, he wasn't the top. He was an all-around game. Yeah, you're right. We've not really seen a lot of point guards be the face of the league. It's been...
Yeah, well, like, you compared him to Nash, and that was the whole... what was the controversy with the whole MVP with Nash?
One of the ones that he won wasn't his.
Yeah, right.
One of those was a Kobe year that I very much felt like Kobe should have had that MVP.
So I think that's just kind of the thing where like you're always looking more for, or people are more infatuated with the scoring than anything else. And I just don't know if he's at that same level in that area of his game as some of the faces of the league or the other guys towards the top of the league, like an Anthony Edwards, Jokic, so on and so forth.
Appreciate your extra 11 minutes. I wanted to get your thoughts.
I'm just glad this 11 didn't have nearly as much yelling, you know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, when I'm looking at this and I'm seeing like teams like the Pacers, Luke, I know you follow the Rockets. It makes me wonder, are the Rockets sitting there thinking, well, maybe we don't need to go in? Because right now you look at it, Jalen Brunson, that is not the prototypical guy that you would think would be the number one on a team that wins a championship. But I think they have as good a shot as anybody. Tyrese Halliburton, not the prototypical guy that averaged 18 or so a game that you would think would be the one. SGA is the closest thing, but even his game isn't like what you, now his production is. And then there's Edwards, who's the one that you look at. That's the one you look at and say, that's the number one. I'm wondering if watching this, if the Rockets are saying to themselves, maybe we just need to wait it out to have a guy that could be just a little bit better. You don't need LeBron or Kobe or Jordan or KD. Maybe you just need somebody just a little bit better, and can Amen Thompson grow to be that or something? So I'm wondering if they're thinking maybe we don't need to make some kind of a move here to go bring some sort of star in. I hope they're not thinking that, but maybe they are thinking that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I brought this up to Lopez last week when I was filling in for Reggie and asked him, and he, he wasn't buying that idea. But I think if you're the Rockets, if you're looking for a reason or looking for something to talk yourself into it, I think so. But the difference to me is when I look at these teams, and look, we'll see how the playoffs play out. The Thunder are still the heavy favorites to win the championship, and they do have the MVP on their team. So I think you still need that go-to guy. Brunson's turned into a star. We'll see if the Pacers, without their star, or maybe it is a Halliburton, if they could get past the Knicks. But if you go back and you look, the last 25 years, every champion has had a top 10 score outside of the Pistons. Everyone always points to the 2004 Pistons to help make their case, but that's the one outlier in the last two and a half decades.
Also, with that Pistons team, I think it's just a little unfair, right? Like, they had no stars. Like, are you a star if you make it to the Hall of Fame? I just like everybody talks about that Pistons team, like Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace aren't in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Right.
I always, every time someone says that, I'm like, yo, man, they got two Hall of Famers on the team.
It's true. Right? It was like, just like a starting five of 1Bs instead of like A1A. Yes. All of them were good. Tayshaun Prince was young, but, you know, Richard Hamilton, Rasheed. And then you had a great coach. But that's the one example that you point to that a team doesn't have a top 10 score. So if you're the Rockets, and I also brought up last week that if you look at the recent champions, the Celtics, the Nuggets, you know, these were developed teams, and it took a few years, and it took coming up short a few times before they finally broke through. The Milwaukee Bucks, where their big addition was only Drew Holiday. So if you're the Rockets, you can talk yourself into thinking you're like those other teams, but the problem is those teams all had that eventual MVP-type player on them, whether it's Tatum, Jokic, Giannis, now SGA, and I don't think that player's on the Rockets. I can't be convinced that Jalen Green's ever going to get there. I don't think that's Amen Thompson's ceiling either, that he'll be some sort of MVP, top 10 scorer. I think he's just more of a well-balanced player. He's more of the Scottie Pippen. So absolutely, the Rockets can try to convince themselves that, but I think it'd be a fool's errand because I don't think that player is on the roster. That if we give more time... Like, yeah, he's the next SGA in 2 years. I don't think that guy's on the Rockets.
You don't think there is anybody, and I'm not saying you're wrong, right? And people here, you can jump in on this as well. You don't think there is anybody on the roster that could take their level, all of these top picks they've had, that could take their level to being a Jalen Brunson level, to being a Tyrese Halliburton level, to being like those two, one of those two guys are going to go to the finals and have a chance to win it all, right? You don't think there's anybody on the, and SGA is tough because he is the current league MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But like you see the difference, there's a difference of why people like look at Anthony Edwards and other people as they're going to be the face and not the guy who's really young and won the MVP that scores at will like he does. But you don't think there's anybody on the roster that could grow to that? Because I'm just saying the one now feels like it's different, Luke. Like you don't have to. The ones are different on championship teams. To me, is what this postseason is showing.
I think I still have to wait to see how things play out. If they're in the Eastern Conference, maybe, because those are the two teams in the East. In the West, it's so competitive. I think this is almost like the Lakers run, that three-peat where, you know, they got to face the Sixers. Well, the Sixers obviously had Iverson, but they faced the Nets. And the Nets had some good players, right? I think Vince Carter was on that team at that point. Or maybe not, but Jason Kidd, you know, they had
Kidd, Kenyon Martin,
that's right. So they had a good team, but they didn't necessarily have that top 10 score in the league either. And, you know, the Lakers, cakewalk, they would beat them in five games in that series. And that's what they did with the Eastern Conference during that three-peat. So I think that's somewhat similar to the NBA this year, where if you're in the Eastern Conference, if the Rockets were an Eastern Conference team, yeah, maybe. But when you look at the teams left in the Western Conference, I mean, they have the MVP in SGA, and they have Anthony Edwards, who people are talking about should be the next face of the league. And I do think that the Thunder will be the team. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I still think they win the NBA Finals. I don't watch these two teams last night, certainly the Pacers, even though they won. And I don't look at them as being the best team in the league. I think they're the two teams that have outlasted a down Eastern Conference. But since the Rockets are in the West, I do think they need that sort of star to compete with the Nuggets and the Thunder and the Timberwolves and these other stars.
I am inclined to agree that the guy's not there. But, and maybe I am falling very victim to the moment, but I don't know that I'm now necessarily in full 100% belief that person that they need to add has to be Giannis level. Like I watching how the league is going right now and seeing like, all right, they got LeBron and Luke over there and we'll see what they do. But they just, I mean, it was easy for Minnesota. Minnesota's rolling with Edwards and, you know, Julius Randle, who's really come on, but I still don't view him as a star. Like, I'm willing to listen to hey, if you just added Donovan Mitchell to this group and you took away, you know, Jalen Green, is that a team that's still competing right now? Right? Like, I don't think 2 years ago we would have said Donovan Mitchell can be a one on a team. But Donovan Mitchell, maybe if they weren't hurt, they may have given the Pacers something. I feel like Donovan Mitchell can do what Brunson and what Halliburton is doing as a one. So that's my thing is I don't know if it's – and someone texted in, yeah, it's like the 90s all over again. Yeah, we're getting to a point where you can have one – you can have a star and a half like Minnesota has or a star and a half maybe like the Knicks do. I don't – I think the Pacers probably in that same boat if Siakam, who just cost Tyler some money yesterday, if he is not – you know, if he's not thought of as a full star. So – I think I just this playoff run and where the NBA is with the second apron and all that has made me think like, well, maybe it doesn't have to be Giannis. Maybe, you know, maybe it could be a player that maybe is not an all-timer to add to it to be a one.
I can get behind that because when you look at these four teams, the Thunder and the Timberwolves have been developed when it comes to their stars. And then the names you mentioned, Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson. When Brunson left Dallas and Halliburton left Sacramento, they were not viewed as that missing piece or as that star. And Brunson has really elevated his game in New York. So I could get behind that idea that it may be that next tier guy. I love Donovan Mitchell. My concern is that he's never been out of the second round of the playoffs. There's been some disappointing, lackluster finishes. But with him and the Rockets' talent around him,
Yeah,
you know, maybe that's all you need.
Yeah, and maybe and him, but more or less that talent of play, like that level mm-hmm. of player.
Yeah,
right? That level of player. Right.
Yeah, could get behind that.
All right, coming up, Dana Brown, the general manager, had some things to speak about some of his very important injured Astros. Buckle up and get ready for that. We'll let you know what he had to say coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Luke Morrow is in the building. Clint is out. By the way, come on out with us tomorrow and hang out as The Drive damn sure will be live. Our eighth stop. Our eighth stop here on our 610 Crawfish Circuit. It will be live coming up tomorrow, and we will be, there has been a schedule change. If you're following it on sportsradio610.com, there is a program change. We'll be at Big City Wings Copperfield location, 8400 Highway 6 North. That's where we will be tomorrow. Great beer, great drinks, great food. Crawfish all over the place. Our guy Sam over there who runs Big City Wings, all their locations are always amazing. We've been there as well, so we know you'll be in good hands. Bud Light Girls will be out there as well and hook you up with some items also. And you'll have a chance to win our grand prize, and that is $5,000 gift card to it, or $5,000. Ho, ho.
Whoa. I'll be there.
Whoa! Whoa, champ. Oh, hold on now. Hold on now.
Pump them brakes.
Hold on now.
Let's get it on, baby.
Tanya almost lost it there for a second. $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. What does a 5,000 one look like? $500 gift card.
That'd be getting me a nice crawfish boiling setup.
Shoot, man, more than that.
Just give you one of the stores.
There you go. Yeah, let me hold one of them, stores. I remember I had a $500 one. I said, how did you get that? I said, I don't know, man. $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year. Bud Light, Budweiser, beer for a year. There'll be QR codes there for you to sign up and have a chance to win that. Stop 8 tomorrow, Big City Wings, Copperfield location. Come and hang out with us. All right, Dana Brown spoke on the flagship earlier today and talked about some injuries. And the Astros do have some important guys injured. And I'll just be honest with you guys. I just have to deliver it, and maybe we'll discuss what this means. But none of this is good. Spencer Arrighetti, let's start there. As I've said, I feel like I need an every 2 to 3 day update on Spencer Arrighetti since we are looking at a month. Here's the update from Dana Brown, fellas. Still not throwing, all right? Here's my favorite part of it. We'll need to go through a spring training-like buildup. Guys, it is May 22nd. When will Spencer Arrighetti get himself back into the rotation? Still not throwing. We'll need to go through a spring training-like buildup.
All-star break. Second half of the season.
That really depends on whenever he starts throwing.
Yeah. That's true.
Because obviously it's one. The one part is you got to wait till the injury heals, because obviously it's on his throwing hand and you can't throw. And then it's a buildup. Because that's what they did to Lance, right? Lance did a spring training-like buildup before he got here. So it took Lance about a month.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So probably a month, yeah.
And they need his ass.
Oh, yeah.
To be in there. So that's the Spencer Arrighetti one. Yordan Alvarez. Dana Brown on Yordan Alvarez. Still trying to work his way back and working off the tee. Don't think he'll need a rehab assignment. So this one I don't love, because obviously he still has pain and they still haven't allowed him to face, you know, actual pitching or anything off of a tee and soft toss. But if they're saying I don't think he'll need a rehab assignment, and by the way, you know this is the Astros, so you take that how you want to take it. Right. Last time they said they didn't think he would need to have imaging. And here we are again, 3 weeks away, 3 weeks past since the last time he's played. And he's still very much. And Tyler, you hit the nail on the head. You see, this has got some real weird Kyle Tucker feels to it of, yeah, man. No, guys, injury's not that bad. Just ain't running yet.
I got deja vu, man.
Just ain't running yet. So, but to me, if they're saying it doesn't feel like he'll need a rehab assignment, the hope is, Luke, that maybe it is he immediately jumps in whenever the pain goes away and he, you know, gets some bullpen or whatever sessions or whatever, and somebody throws to him is a simulated game and he gets back. So hopefully that is where that lands.
Yeah, so hopefully it's a much quicker return. Seems it's been already 3 weeks. I would think you'd want to go see some real live pitching in a game. I know you can simulate that, like you said, in the bullpens or on the field pregame, but when you miss what's going to be at least like a month, you would think you'd want to go get some real, but anyway.
Go to Corpus or Sugar Land. Why not?
Yeah, go right down the street for a weekend. But it's, it's concerning. I mean, he said, he still feels the pain when he swings the bat.
Hitting off a tee and soft toss.
Yeah, it was supposed to be short term. Now it's going to be at least a month. I'm with you guys with the whole Kyle Tucker thing. The way this is lingering when we were sold on, it's not a big deal. I originally almost thought it was kind of like a phantom IL when the news first came out. I thought it was almost like a phantom IL just to help him, you know, figure some things out at the plate.
Yeah. One of those, maybe one of those Christian Walker needs to go on. Yeah,
exactly.
Linger.
Yeah.
But now here we are. It's going to be over a month. It's this whole thing's been concerning.
Someone on the text line said, what about Blanco? Well, Dana spoke on Ronel Blanco as well, and this one is, no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow. But hoping for the best. He said an update could come later today. that this one does not feel good.
No.
This feels like we're going to Hayden Wisniewski territory here. This one, I am hoping not. But, we know Dana. And Dana, hey, shoot, man, it's all good.
I kept it real. I'm a true professional myself.
It ain't that bad, baby. Oh, we all good.
Throw some dirt on it.
My man said, no update on him yet. Always a concern when you hear about an elbow. Hoping for the best. Update later today. Like, how you know you got an update? how you know you got an update? Like, this one feels the most concerning. And most concerning in multiple ways of, one, you could lose Ronel Blanco for a year. Not to mention, Ronel was starting to kind of turn it around to a place of, you felt like you knew you was gonna get yourself a good 5 or 6 innings that was going to be around a quality start and give you a chance to win. And that is good for this rotation. But now he's at the very least, Luke, going to be on the IL. And it may be worse than this. Make sure, by the way, you're listening to Todd Callis tonight. He may give it away. if the update has not come yet, Todd might slip up.
This is not good.
And as he declared, Wisniewski was out for the season about 3 days before it was mentioned. But this is like, this is this one. Because, like, what's this rotation without Blanco? What are we doing here right now? What we got? The two big dogs in Hunter and Framber.
And then AAA.
Is that where we are right now?
Pretty much. I mean, who else do you got?
Because then it's Colton, Lance. You called him AAA. You're putting Lance AAA.
Yes.
You got Lance.
Yeah.
87-4 innings, Lance. You got Colton Gordon.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that made the start the other night, Tyler? What was his name? Walter.
Brandon Walter.
Brandon. Oh, yeah.
Big
yeah.
Walt. Oh, Walt.
Heisenberg, baby.
Yeah, Gusto.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Gusto.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is we're getting into Dana Brown and Jim Green having to have conversations soon. That's where we're getting to.
It's not good. At least with the Arrigetti, you feel like you know what it is. Now, this is still dragging on longer than, or will eventually drag on longer than I think we expected. But at least you know what that injury is. And I think that's part of the concern, too, where you don't really know exactly what's going on with Yordan, and you certainly don't know yet what's going on with Blanco. But as you said, anytime you get that news about a pitcher and their elbow, their arm, that's always troubling. But it's still those question marks, like, what exactly is the problem? And
yeah.
Then, you know, the more vague they are, the more you wonder. And that was part of the whole thing with Kyle Tucker last year, too. At least Arrigetti, we have clarity that we know what the exact injury is, and you could try to formulate your own timeline. These other two, it's just like,
yeah. Arrigetti, you feel like at some point he's going to be back.
Yeah.
And Yordan. Blanco, whew. Mm-hmm. Nice. But with Arrigetti, it's not soon. Right?
If we got to
wait till he starts throwing again and he's going to have a spring training like buildup, then it's potentially going to be a minute. All right, coming up, I want to play this game. Last time I talked to Luke, he pretty much told you don't mess with that Cam Robinson. Don't mess with that Cam Robinson. You can play along with it. What does the starting offensive line? Who are the five? Week 1 for the Texans. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's play this game. 713-572-4610. You can participate. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I see you out there. You can jump in on this because I want to read some of these off. All right. I love this when I saw that Luke was going to be in today as Clint is out. Hopefully he's with us tomorrow as we are at Big City Wings Copperfield location as our eighth stop Crawfish Circuit. Hopefully he is with us and you are with us tomorrow as well. But Luke, last time we was here, boy, Luke, I believe when we talked about the offensive line, you had said, boy, yeah, I follow the Vikings, man. I don't want no parts of that Cam Robinson. Hell, you even took off and said, I got Trent Brown.
That's right.
I got Trent Brown as a higher, someone I would trust and feel more comfortable with on the offensive line. As we see here, now we've got through, last time we talked about this, there was no draft that had happened yet, right? We didn't know all the parts. Will say I maybe expected them to have added a few more in the draft, but they did not. They did add Ariante Ursary, the tackle, who appears that they're going to play at tackle from Minnesota. But here are the options. I want to give everybody the options, so listen up, or maybe if you already have yours in, you can send yours in. But the options to me are Cam Robinson, Blake Fisher, Ariante Ursary, Trent Brown. Those are the tackle options. Then you got your guard tweeners, Titus Howard, Lakin Tomlinson, Juice Scruggs, Eddie Ingram, Jarrett Patterson. Those seem like the ones that could be in the mix to potentially be in the starting five. I'm not rolling with Austin Deculus, and I know the Darius Henderson people love and like his body change, but I don't think he's ready to get into that point yet. But in this conversation, what to you is going to be the starting five week one?
Man, it's a tough question. I do think Cam Robinson will be the left tackle, even though I am far from the biggest fan of his. I think
Tyler, there is going to be no, and listen, nobody likes this guy, But you're going
Luke?
To.
That's mean, dude.
No, I don't mean Luke. Let me get to it. Nobody likes the guy that is. I told you so. I know it. I told you so. Luke is going to be. I told you so. If Cam Robinson,
let him know.
If Cam Robinson starts Cam Robinsoning like I believe he thinks he will, Luke going to be in there. Hey, told you about Cam Robinson.
It's like that dude. That's like. When a musical act like explodes onto the scene, they're like, "I was listening to them before you knew about them. I was listening to them back in the day. You didn't even know."
Yeah. Trying to tell you,
I'm that same way too.
Y'all didn't even know about Creed, and I was jamming the hell out of them, bro.
That is fair. Creed. I did not know about Creed. Now I know about Scott. I got you, dog, man. Chill out, man.
You got Mr. Stapp. I see.
Who was the guy? And we'll get to the starting. Send your Z in the starting offensive line. Who was the guy? He reminded me of Creed. He was on American Idol, but he started his own band, and I believe the name of the band was his last name.
Daughtry. Daughtry.
Oh, yeah, Daughtry.
Yeah.
I don't know why. If I remember, they reminded me of Creed. Is that it? They may be better.
No, they had some singles, some hits.
Is that a similar?
Alternative rock kind of. Yeah. Like,
he had this strong voice like Scott.
That 94.5 sound.
That 94.5. Daughtry. Yeah, man.
Shout out to Mo.
There it is. All right, so you got Cam Robinson. I'm sorry, as we took that detour, you got Cam Robinson at left tackle.
Yeah. And then I don't honestly from there, like that's the one I feel good about. I think Tytus Howard will be one of the guards. Let's just say left guard. I don't think even whatever. You left or right, doesn't matter. Center, I would
whatever.
Put center, I would put I'm gonna choose Juice Scruggs. It's a 50-50 shot. I'll go with him at center. And then I thought they were going to draft the other starting guard, which is something you had kind of just alluded to, and they didn't. That's the only change I would have made in recent weeks. But since they haven't, I guess maybe Laken Tomlinson, who I don't love, maybe, yeah, I guess I'd put him at the other guard. And then I think I'd say, for now, Blake Fisher is my right tackle. I think that's a five I'd go at. Cam Robinson, Tytus Howard, Juice Scruggs, Laken Tomlinson, Blake Fisher. I don't feel great about it.
Yeah. I think I have everything you have. I'm trying to figure out if I want to go Jarrett Patterson at center and Scruggs at listen Juice Scruggs is going to be on this starting offensive line. I don't know where, but listen, they move up in the second round to get him. And when you said 50-50, if it's 50-50 between him and Patterson, they moved up in the second round to go get him to play center. I think he will get in. The place where I think I disagree, because I do think I've got Cam Robinson, Tytus Howard, Juice, Laken Tomlinson, and I've got Ursary. I think, which is odd. I know they took Blake Fisher with a second round pick last year, and then they turned right around and drafted the only offensive lineman they drafted was a tackle, and they have let it be known that he is just a tackle and not going to play guard. I just don't think that they move up in the second round to go get him and him not start. Like, I know Higgins was the first pick that they got in the second round, but he wasn't far behind. So I think Ariante Ursary starts, and I think he much more fits whatever it is that they're trying to get to. Like, if it's the physical thing, I think, and that's why I think Juice is going to start too, because I think Juice is more of a physical player. I think he much more fits that, the physical thing. So, I'll be surprised if Cam Robinson doesn't start at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I know Tytus is starting somewhere, so that's not a surprise. Juice and then Ursary. Those are the guys that I think are in there.
Ursary is the only one. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we got to the point where he's your starting tackle, even for before week one. I just feel like, as he should be, he's been here longer. Fisher would be, I think he'd have the head start, be a little more advanced and ready to start the year. And then Ursary, too, I just see him as, I don't mean this as any sort of negative, but like the understudy for Cam Robinson, that you just kind of groom him.
Left tackle?
Yeah, to just be that replacement. And maybe before the end of this season, because obviously I'm not a fan of Cam, but just, keep him over there, let him focus on left tackle. He's going to be our replacement for Cam eventually, and not screw around with moving more pieces around on your offensive line. Of course, assuming Blake Fisher is up for the part of being your starting tackle on the other side of the line. But I think at least to start the year, that's how I would go. And maybe as the season unfolds, you plug in Ursary at the other tackle position. But I guess I would say it's Blake Fisher's job to, the way I would guess or
because
view it, it's his job to
because he's been here longer?
Because he's been here longer. I think I'd just like to keep Ursary over at the left side. I know it's not a huge difference, but I think I would just like to keep him at that left tackle spot.
I just, and maybe they just said, all right, man, we're going to go back-to-back years where we draft a guy in the second round that we don't intend to start. But I look at it, I'm like, all right, man, they're going to dip Titus on the inside. That's the mm-hmm. plan. They're going to dip him on the inside, and man, if they're going to overdraft Blake Fisher again, like they're going to draft another tackle that they intend to play tackle again. And we know what they brought in with Cam Robinson. That's the part where I'm like, man, that's got to be the thought in their mind that he is a day one player. Yeah. I feel like him and Higgins, second round picks, moving up to go get him, they're day one guys.
Or you just don't, you know, maybe you don't want to rush that development. He'll be our starting left tackle next year and beyond for the next, you know, for the foreseeable future. Let's ease him in behind a veteran like Cam Robinson. But I wouldn't be surprised if he beats out Blake Fisher. Let me ask you this. Would you go to try to get the best five out there or the best combination? Would you put Jarrett Patterson at center and then Scruggs be your other guard, Titus Howard?
Yeah, that was the one that I was battling in there. And that might be it. And then because, I mean, he played the center position better than Juice. I mean, he did when he came in. He played it better than Juice. We'll see. I just do think that they are not hell-bent, but I think they're going to give every opportunity for Juice to play that position well. But that might be better. That might be better to have Patterson and Juice in there. But, I mean, you're looking at it, man. Cam Robinson, $14 million. Blake Fisher, they used a second-round pick. Ursary, they used a second-round pick. Titus Howard, a first-round pick, their highest-paid offensive lineman. Juice Scruggs, they moved up in the second round, and Jarrett Patterson's a sixth-round pick. Like, they've got some guys in there where it's like, man, we've committed a good either an mm-hmm. asset when it comes to draft, or we've committed a lot of money or a good amount of money for them to get every opportunity. So this offensive line is going to be interesting to see how this thing turns out because they have a lot of options and scenarios of who could be the starting five there. Coming up, this to me, and we'll get into this big series, just a huge series, coming up for the Astros, a four-game set against the AL West leading Seattle Mariners coming to Daikin Park. This, to me, could be a turning point series for Dana Brown and Jim Crane. We'll explain coming up next.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.